This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for joining us for Talk Louisiana. Your number is 877-217-5757. And Ted James, state representative, is with us, Democrat from Baton Rouge, young man in a hurry who is a survivor of COVID-19. And that horrible coronavirus has now taken more than 250,000 American lives, a quarter of a million people. We're getting pretty close to one out of 1,000 Americans who have died of COVID-19. And Ted James, before we get to other matters, you were on the show right after you got out of the hospital, and it was a close call for you.
Oh, yeah, it was. I'm feeling much better now, but as you articulated, the numbers, that they're still climbing, and we saw, record reporting on Friday of last week with almost 3,500 new cases. So I think folks, we may be tired of the restrictions and tired of wearing a mask, but the coronavirus is certainly not tired yet, so we still have to do what we can to protect ourselves and our families.
We're 2 weeks removed now from the November 3rd election, and Joseph Robinette Biden is now ahead in the overall vote by 5.7 million votes. Not a close election as far as the actual vote. And in the Electoral College, many media outlets have called Georgia, which means if that holds, that Biden will win in the Electoral College 306 to 232, the same margin that President Trump won by 4 years ago when he called it a landslide. Why is the president, in your estimation, not conceded the election?
For the president hasn't really done anything conventionally since he's been elected. I never expected him to concede. He's still talking about the fact that the election was rigged. And, my question is, if we were rigging the election, why did we lose so many seats in the U.S. Congress, right? Why did Senator Kennedy or Senator Cassidy win by such a large margin? Like, the truth of the matter is the American people are just ready for a new direction, and the election was free and clear. He told his people not to mail in vote, and they didn't. And that's why we're seeing these numbers, moving the tide for Joe Biden and Kamala Harris.
Well, he did have a big turnout on Election Day. The polls, and these exit polls are generally accurate. These are exit polls catching people after they voted. And if we only included the people on Election Day, Donald Trump would probably have been reelected. But many Democrats, heeding the advice of other public officials, took precautionary measures and voted early. And as a result, we had a bigger turnout than we've ever had for president as far as actual numbers. Just between Trump and Biden, it's 162 million, 52 million Americans and growing, 152 million. And Biden is probably going to go over the 80 million mark. 80 million Americans voted for this man for president of the United States of America. And one of those, as you know, Ted James, who was on the ground floor when everybody in the Democratic Party, it seemed, was deserting Joseph Biden, the guy who stood with him and now is going to go to work for him in Washington, is Cedric Richmond. What do you make of this?
I'm pulling up to his announcement right now. And, Cedric was one that from very early on, he saw what many of us didn't see. And I'm happy for him, the leadership that he's shown to Louisiana in Congress, and now, to have a Louisiana native, working directly under the president is something that I think we're going to all benefit from. And, but Cedric, indeed, he saw something that many of us didn't see last year.
877-217-5757 and talk at talklouisiana.org. For Ted James, who early on backed Kamala Harris for president, and she was a hot candidate early. She faded fast, but she hung in there, and ultimately she received the nod to be the vice president candidate for the Democrats from Joe Biden, and now she is vice president-elect. And 9 weeks from tomorrow, she will take the oath as the first African-American. And she's not an African-American, I guess. She's a black Asian-American female, all minorities, and she is certainly a trailblazer. Your thoughts about Senator Harris becoming Vice President Harris?
Well, I'm extremely excited. Number one, because of, my personal relationship with the senator, but also as a woman of color, a woman that attended an HBCU, a woman that's in the same sorority as my mom. what it means historically for my little black girl is exciting. But, you know, I knew that very early on that America, the Democratic ticket needed to be diverse. Of course, I supported her to be the president, but when she got the call to be vice president, of course, I was excited for, you know, her as my friend, but also I kind of saw that there was a new energy and a new burst of excitement amongst African Americans. And without her, I don't think that you would see Joe Biden with 80 million votes. I think that she brought a different level of excitement for college kids and girls and women all across the country. So I'm really excited about her being our next vice president.
When did you first meet her?
I met her in March of 19 on the campaign trail. She gave a speech in New Orleans, and I had the good fortune to speak with her in what was supposed to be a 5-minute introduction and ended up being a 30-minute conversation. And I had met with several candidates in 2019, and after that first conversation with her, I knew I was going to support her. And since then, we've been good friends. She invited me to one of the debates, so had an opportunity to get a back row seat to the debate prep and post debate. So we stayed in contact a great deal.
John in New Roads writes, Mr. James would be a formidable congressman who would make us proud. I know you've been asked this a few times, including by me. Any chance that you'll run for the seat being vacated by Congressman Richmond?
At this point, I don't think I will. I got my eyes on some other things. Redistricting is coming up. There's some other things that are calling my name. Jim, one of the things that I would like to see is Baton Rouge have a better chance at electing a congressman. The numbers in the last election, you had over 200,000 voters in Orleans and Jefferson Parish, and then 100,000 in all of the other parishes. So just numbers-wise, it would be a heavy lift. But like I said, I got my eyes on a couple other things.
Well, yeah, East Baton Rouge Parish is the largest parish in the state. And Cedric Richmond, of course, represents part of East Baton Rouge Parish and also represents New Orleans, and that's by design. It's designed to protect the 6th District for a Republican who happens to be Garrett Graves. If things were the way they should be, with Baton Rouge going for Joe Biden, with Baton Rouge going twice for Barack Obama, once for Hillary Clinton, for Foster Campbell, for Mary Landrieu over Bill Cassidy. This is a Democratic parish. It should be represented by all rights by a Democrat. Why is that not the case, Ted James?
Well, folks that were in the legislature 10 years ago when we redraw those lines, I guess Baton Rouge didn't make a tough enough fight to make sure that we were able to elect a Democrat in Congress. So, you know, that's, again, one of the things that we have to be very strategic about next year when we go into a redistricting session. Mm-hmm. You know, for me, I'm born and raised in Baton Rouge. It's unfortunate that we don't have an opportunity in Congress. Well, I'm not going to say we don't have an opportunity, but we should have more Democratic representation on the Supreme Court, Congress, Public Service Commission coming out of Baton Rouge.
All right, and another listener points out, this is Tracy at the Capitol, accurately, that Baton Rouge has not elected a Republican mayor in 20 years. We do have a mayor's race on the 5th of December. My guess is that you'll be supporting the incumbent.
Most definitely, yes. I'm going to stick with Sharon, and I think that, you know, she was very close. She should have won in November, had another Democrat not run, but I feel very confident that the momentum is on our side, well, on Sharon's side.
All right. Alexis Anderson, Reverend Anderson, writes, there have been no numbers being released from local jails regarding the spread of COVID-19, writes Reverend Alexis Anderson.
Jim?
Could you comment, Ted?
I'm sorry. I missed the question. It was
about,
breaking up.
About reporting from jails, local jails in particular, regarding the spread of COVID-19. Reverend Alexis Anderson says that the numbers are not being reported. I don't know that to be the case, but Reverend Anderson, who's with the East Baton Rouge Parish Prison Reform Coalition, says it is. Is that an issue right now?
Reverend Anderson would know. I know from my clients, folks that tell me that it's spread a lot more than what has been reported. Reverend Anderson has been working extremely hard. She knows I've been working as well, trying to get the governor to reconvene his group, that his furlough group, to try to get more people out of the jails, because we know what's happening there. He hadn't responded favorably, but we're going to continue to keep pushing him.
All right. Another question from a listener about the Go Auto scandal with Greg Tramontine, the CEO of Go Auto, the low-cost car insurance place, making inflammatory comments through Facebook about Vice President-elect Harris. Your thoughts about whether Greg Tramontine has settled this issue by apologizing, or should the board at Go Auto perhaps tell him it's time to leave? What do you think?
Well, number one, I would try to encourage people to find another insurer. If the board allows him to stay, the apology is only because he got caught and got exposed. I've heard several comments from people that work at Go Auto. 8 years ago, he wouldn't allow people to put anything regarding President Obama in the office, and then he puts a 6-foot replica of President Trump, and then he goes and calls the vice president-elect a very, you know, derogatory name. I think it speaks to his heart. And he only apologized because he got exposed.
And we have invited Mr. Tramontine. Actually, I've tried to reach him unsuccessfully through Tony Clayton, his attorney, who you and I know well. Very good attorney, and soon to be the DA of West Baton Rouge Parish. But hopefully, Greg Tramontine will come on the show. He's got a story to tell, and that's what we're all about. Ted James, we thank you for joining us today. We'll let you get to Cedric Richmond. Thank you, my friend. See you soon. Take care. And we'll be back after this pause with the remarkable Stephen Maitland Lewis.